Today on Locked On Rockies, expecting more from the ace.
You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Lock On Rockies fans, welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the ninth day of November in the year 2022. I'm your Rockies fan extraordinaire, Paul Holden, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies talk right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can find your team each and every single day. And if your team is the Colorado Rockies, well, guess what? You're in the right spot, because that's what we do around here. Let's talk about the Rockies all the time. We love our Colorado Rockies here on the Locked On Rockies podcast. Who am I? I'm your Rockies fan extraordinaire. Been bringing you your daily Rockies podcast for over two seasons now and following this team my entire life. Lots of passion for a team that is full of intrigue. Today on Locked On Rockies, we are reflecting and reviewing Germán Márquez, a pivotal, important, foundational piece for the Colorado Rockies that some might be or might be looking to for the Rockies to move on from. Some might be a little burnt by. Others are optimistic. I am in that camp. I think Germán Márquez is an elite pitcher. I really do believe that Germán Márquez has elite level stuff. I definitely believe that he is capable of filling the number one role for the Colorado Rockies. But unfortunately, after this past season, you have to be a little hesitant. And then you look at the end, and you look at the way Germán Márquez finished his season, and you have to again kind of ask yourself and look at the question, because Germán Márquez is incredibly important to the Colorado Rockies. He is someone that the Rockies need. I mean, out of all of the pitchers that you really can count on for the Rockies, Germán Márquez is supposed to be the best one. Kyle Freeland, there is a lot of hype there, and you could argue that Kyle Freeland was treated as the best pitcher for the Rockies as the first person in the rotation this year. But to me, in my eyes, the Rockies look at Germán Márquez as their best starting pitcher, and we as Rockies fans should also look that. Why? Because we've seen how good Germán Márquez is and was for an entire season last year. Remember, the Rockies' lone representative for the All-Star game held in Colorado was Germán Márquez, and that was at a time with Trevor Story on the team and Ryan McMahon playing a much better defensive game and things of that nature. There's plenty of players that could have been picked from, but Germán Márquez was absolutely elite. He was a rookie of the year and a candidate, I should say, and has someone that the Rockies should still be able to count on. Now, the up and down nature of the career is the thing that gives you pause. And, you know, when, let's take a look here. Let's just go with the last 5 years for an example. He's pitched in Colorado his whole life and hasn't been able to win, you know, stay above 500 in terms of win losses, except for he was last year. A couple of down years in 2020 and last year. But again, when you're looking at wins, and wins, kind of a crappy pitcher trait, but still. 12 wins in 19, 14 wins in 18, 11 wins in 17, 12 wins in 2021, all while striking out in the triple digits. I mean, his strikeouts were down this year, and things were just down across the board for Germán, giving up a career high in terms of home runs and earned runs and runs allowed, also a career high in hits. With being the second most innings pitched that he's pitched this year, you look at that and you go, huh, that's not a good sign. That's a sign of a decline. But you also look at the big picture of things for Germán, and is that necessarily as worrisome? Is it just a down year? Pitchers can have down years, and with Germán still having the level of confidence in himself, let's dive into a piece here that was in the Post a bit ago from Patrick Saunders. This was back in September, so still a couple of starts left for him, I think, at this point. Actually, let me see. Yeah, September 8th was when this was written, but there's an important thing to note in this piece. That's why I'm bringing it up. Patrick Saunders writes, Over, and this is Rockies' Germán Márquez amid up and down season, my best is yet to come. Over his first 20 starts from the beginning of the season to the end of July, Márquez had a 5.29 ERA and a 274 batting average against. Over his last six, the right-hander has a 3.55 ERA and a 223 batting average against. Germán Márquez positively, firmly, and absolutely believes that his best days are ahead. Now the right-hander has to prove it. There's some stuff, but he goes on to say, "My best is still coming," Márquez said. "There's an all-star in there, and there's more in the tank. I just need to be more consistent." After his last start at Coors Field on August 23rd against Texas, Márquez used the phrase "freaking frustrated" to describe his outing, a six-inning performance in which he gave up six runs on eight hits, including two home runs. For the quietly intense but usually restrained right-hander, it was a powerful admission. But in Márquez's last two starts, a scoreless seven-inning one-hit gem in New York against the Mets, and a two-run, three-hit, seven-inning performance at Cincinnati, Márquez looked a lot like the all-star he was last season. "He's definitely been better," pitching coach Daryl Scott said. "He's commanding his fastball better. He's keeping the ball down in the zone and then coming up in the zone when he wants to come up. Early on, he was moving too quickly down the slope of the mound and he was leaving pitches up. When he moves fast, his arm kind of gets behind him, and that's when he leaves stuff and can get hurt." But there's no getting around the fact that 2022 has been no joyride for Márquez, as his 8-10 record, 4.86 ERA, remember, this is from early September we're reading from, 1.36 whip and 2.262 batting average against illustrate. But Márquez is still only 27, still averages 95.8 miles per hour on his four-seam fastball and 95.1 on his sinker, and he's learned a few things by going through a season of literal hard knocks. "I think a lot of it is focus," Márquez said. "When I was struggling, I was losing my focus, but I've thrown all that out of my mind and I'm concentrating on positive things now. I do think the experiences this year are going to help me the next year and for the rest of my career." That's the type of mentality I want to hear from Germán Márquez. We know he's there. We know he's got good velocity. We know he's got good stuff. We know he's capable. Now he himself is admitting to it. We need to see the consistency, and I'm not ready to give up on this. If Germán Márquez is a good pitcher, an all-star caliber pitcher like he was for the Rockies, that is a good thing. That Rockies team, while terrible on the road, was still in the mix in a sort of way, much more so than they were this year. The capabilities and the abilities of Germán Márquez demonstrate that we should be giving him the benefit of the doubt. In his final start, and let's take a look here in his last few starts, the biggest thing that kept biting him was the home run. And outside of the September 9th performance, funny enough, right after this article that we were reading from was published, he was lit up again in the win against Arizona for four innings. His last four starts of the year, he goes and he gives up two runs, one run. So no clean shutout performances, but drops that number per consistency, especially against a team that's historically good against Colorado, San Francisco, and a Dodgers team. He went out in his final stretch or start of the year, and he threw a one-hitter against a playoff-bound, really, really good Dodgers team with eight strikeouts. If we see Germán Márquez improve next year, and there's a couple categories that we need to talk about to see improvements, the Rockies are going to win more games. Germán Márquez is crucial to the success of the Colorado Rockies in 2023. And we're going to talk about the big stuff that he needs to avoid. But before we do that, got to tell you about Simply Safe. If you've thought about securing your home with home security but have been putting it off, you'll want to listen up. Right now, Locked On Rockies listeners can order the number one rated Simply Safe home security system for 50% off. This is their biggest offer of the year, and you won't want to miss it. Simply Safe was named the best home security system of 2022 by U.S. News World and Report for a third year in a row. As a sports fan, you know what it means to repeat championships and how hard that is to do. Well, Simply Safe has now done it 3 years in a row. In an emergency, 24/7 professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify the threat is real so you can get priority police response response. SimpliSafe is whole home security with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door. HD security cameras for inside and out, smarter ways to detect motion that alert you only when a threat is real, and even hazard sensors that detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home. And 24/7 professional monitoring services cost less than $1 a day, less than half the price of ADT's traditional professionally installed system. Don't miss your chance to save big on the only security system recommended by the U.S. News and World Report. Get 50% off any new SimpliSafe system at simplisafe.com/lockedonMLB. That's simplisafe.com/lockedonMLB. This is their biggest discount of the year, so you are not going to want to miss this. You're not going to want to wait. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Germán Márquez is a good pitcher. We need to just keep reiterating this. I think this is something that was lost in a down, frustrating season for Márquez. But you even look at it and he still was a positive contributor to the Rockies. The Rockies were better. He was he has a positive WAR from last season. He is someone that you have to be able to, or that Rockies fans could rely on to go out and get a solid start, could do some damage, could strike some batters out. But also, the lack of missing bats, the big contact, the home runs given up by Márquez, and the amount of walks, which have seen a big increase since that 2019 season. He's obviously pitched more, but they've also seen an increase since his 18 season, the last year where he pitched more innings than he has in his entire career. Germán Márquez has to miss bats. He needs to use his velocity and use his stuff to miss bats. If it's the rushed arm approach and that's giving things away, it was simply dumbfounding watching Germán Márquez leave pitches up in the zone and leave pitches where they would just get demolished. And unfortunately, that was the big issue for Germán this year. He just simply could not avoid the long ball. And that needs to be something the Rockies improve on preventing. He gave up 9 more home runs this year in one more innings pitched, inning and some change, I should say, than his 2021 campaign, where he was an all-star. Gave up 12 more earned runs, and he gave up 20 more hits this year. So clearly, whatever the lack of movement, the lack of locating pitches for Germán last year was a huge, huge issue. We are going to a good sign for the Rockies and how they will start the year, and we go through it, is how well Germán Márquez starts. We've seen Germán struggle in the beginning. We've seen him heat up and we've seen him finish strong. Can the Rockies get Germán Márquez to come out the gate and be dominant right out the bat? When I look at Germán Márquez's numbers, I still see an elite pitcher. I see an elite pitcher who could be entering their prime, who's a seasoned vet that has now gone through a frustrating, upsetting, disappointing season, and he is going to be someone that the Rockies are going to be able to rely on. I really, really believe in this. We've seen it. He's liked by the organization. The organization has committed to him, and it's been absolutely awesome. I mean, I just think that he can be the real stud. And then if Márquez is rolling, Freeland's going to improve. That means Freeland isn't going to be needed to be. If Márquez is able to figure out how to start missing bats, him and Freeland can work together. If the Rockies pitching staff in general, led by their two stars, Márquez and Freeland, if they go into a season, if they are able to start next season by dropping the home run pace and the amount of home runs given up, that is going to be a massive improvement for the Rockies. The hits might be different. With the shift rules changing, that could be an issue, and could be something that the Rockies do face. And we got a special guest in the live chat today. One of the Papa Den from the hit YouTube channel Dinger City is here. Dinger City needs more ball tour. I agree. Márquez is nasty, and I agree with that. I mean, There's a reason why in the offseason you see lots of articles. And the first thing you look at, if you click on the news tab, if you Google Germán Márquez, are two fan things looking at trying to make trades for Germán Márquez. Germán Márquez is an interesting piece for the Rockies, and he is a solid pitcher. Again, even if Germán Márquez if he doesn't turn out to be elite, if he improves on his line from this year, then that means he goes from a fine pitcher back to a good pitcher. Look at 9-13, 4.95 ERA in 31 starts, 150 strikeouts and a whip of 1.365. All of that is higher. He's got a career WAR. He finished this year with a 1.5 baseball reference WAR. He's got a career WAR of approaching 17.5. That is a strong number for a pitcher. Yes, it's not your Kershaw's. Yes, it's not your DeGrom's. The Rockies probably aren't going to get that stuff. Those are really special pitchers, but this is a pitcher that has been pitching his entire career in Coors Field, and he's got these results. He can be better. He knows he can be better. He wants to be better, and he's young. This is something the Rockies should be encouraged by. Barring injury and, honestly, coaching. I mean, I really don't know. Sticking with the pitching coaching and things of that nature could be an issue, but maybe it'll help. Maybe the Rockies are going to figure things out throughout the offseason in terms of their approach. But if we see Germán Márquez come out next season and he is someone that is missing bats and the ball isn't leaving the yard, Márquez is going to finish with not only a good season, but a strong season, and make a strong, strong case for him being the Rockies' ace. Let's see here. Let's talk a little bit more about a great prospect for the Rockies in just a moment. Check this out. This is the Locked On MLB podcast. This is the Locked On MLB podcast network, I should say. This is the Locked On Rockies podcast on the Locked On MLB podcast network. We are free and streaming on your favorite streaming service. You can also find us on YouTube, where you can be part of the show and ask your questions live. Just search Locked On Rockies on YouTube and you'll be taken to where you need to go. And thanks for making this your first listen of the day. We really appreciate that. Plenty of great podcasts for you to check out on the Locked On podcast network, including the Locked On Sports Today podcast, where you can stay up to date with all things in the world of sports. Folks, Zach Veen continues to impress and encourage in this season. He was named, let's see, what was he named? Let me get everything correct, because man, oh man, is it going to be exciting. He is really, really, really continuing to impress. Zach Veen was named the Northwest League All-Star, Top Prospect, and MVP. And those are all the developmental awards that you want in those developmental league seasons. The MVP, let's get some lists up here of the Northwest League MVPs. Prior Northwest League MVPs. Let's take a look here for the for these. Let's see. Some of the players that have played in this league include Bobby Cox, Ken Griffey Jr., Tony Gwynn, Ricky Henderson, Reggie Jackson, Edgar Martinez. These are just the Hall of Famers that that have played in this league. Mike Piazza, Ozzie Smith. Those are the highest level of things. But where is the... I figured this wasn't, this would be an easier thing to find. Anyway, I thought I was going to be able to find more specific examples of MVPs from that league, but it is, I'm not, does not appear that I'm going to be able to find it here quickly enough. I guess I should have looked it up and planned ahead. But, you know, just some other names that have played in this league that have come up and made impacts. Chris Bryant, Jason Giambi, Carlos Gonzalez, Aaron Cook, Dante Bichette, Carlos Beltran, Garrett Anderson, Sandy Alomar Jr., Eduardo Perez, Mark Reynolds, Pablo Sandoval, Kurt Suzuki, Marcus Stroman, Russell Wilson, funny enough, has played in there. Nick Swisher, Dansby Swanson, Noah Syndergaard, plenty of great talent. Tim Lincecum, man. Tim Lincecum was kind of fun to watch there. But, Felix Hernandez, another option. Really, really great for Veen to be succeeding and continuing to impress and continuing to improve. I mean, those are... All of that is, I mean, exactly what you want out of your top prospect, to be the best in the league, in his development league. He's the top prospect. He's an all-star, and he's the most valuable player. Veen and Araki's jersey collision course for 2023. That is just absolutely my take. But, folks, that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked on Rockies. What do you think of Germán Márquez? What do you think of Germán Márquez? Do you think the Rockies are going to get a bounce-back year from him? Do you think the Rockies should make a trade and move on for a different arm involving Márquez? Let us know on Twitter. Let us know in the comments of the YouTube video. And let us know how you're feeling, Rockies fans, by subscribing to Locked on Rockies on YouTube and being a part of the live show. Thanks for making us your first listen of the day. Now go check out the Locked On Sports podcast, or you can stay up to date with all things Colorado sports with the Locked On Broncos, Locked On Avalanche, and Locked On Nuggets podcast. Follow me on Twitter at PaulHolden33. You can follow the show at LO Rockies. And folks, until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.